This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of big data, we got an email from a listener last night that read, "Hi, I really hate that a comment from me, including my full name on your website, shows up on a Google search of my name." So, yeah, it turns out Big Brother really is watching. Virtually every mouse click you make, every search, every online impulse buy is tracked and stored and sold into the world of big data. Perhaps not surprisingly, there is a growing backlash against this data mining, people who are trying to keep their online lives private. And so, of course, in the way these things go, businesses are popping up to help them do that. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports now on the rise of data dodging.
On these nights before Christmas, all through the house, our computers are stirring. Gift spot with a mouse. As we post Facebook plans and book travel with care, companies track us online pretty much everywhere.
Go over to kayak.com, and then, you know, I'm going from New York to Miami because I want to see grandma. And I just typed in that I'm going to Miami, and now 18 companies are tracking me.
Scott Meyer heads Ghostery. It shows users which companies are tracking them on any given website.
And then I'm going to click through and find flights. Now there's 37 companies that are tracking me.
And that's in less than 5 minutes. After an evening of online gift buying, you'll easily have hundreds of companies following you. Ghostery lets people block unwanted trackers. The four-year-old company now has 17 million users a month. Growth like that doesn't surprise Mary Madden. She's a research associate for Pew's Internet and American Life Project.
People are becoming more aware of their digital footprints and the extent to which, over time, we are creating archives of various sorts.
A survey from Pew this year found 2/3 of Internet users objected to companies keeping tabs on them. And a growing number of people are doing something about it, like 30-year-old website developer Josh Beauregard.
I think there is a low-level paranoia that I have of people knowing too much about me. I don't use apps if I can avoid it on my phone.
Beauregard says mobile apps are among the most aggressive trackers. He also avoids Google, Yahoo, and Bing, which are famous data miners.
I use a search engine called DuckDuckGo, which is not storing any of my searches.
Companies like DuckDuckGo have sprung up in the last couple of years to cater to the growing number of data dodgers.
There is pent-up demand for services that do not track you.
DuckDuckGo CEO Gabriel Weinberg says the data dodging industry has really started to take off. But if you're not mining data, how do you make money?
We make money the same way Google makes money. For example, when you search for, say, mortgage, we serve you a mortgage ad.
That mortgage ad will be generic. It won't be tailored to where you live or how much money you make. And some companies are finding people are willing to pay for privacy. For $8 a month, Delete Me will remove your online information from a slew of data brokers. CEO Bill Kerrigan is a former executive of virus company McAfee.
In many ways, online tracking today is far more insidious than any virus we've ever seen. It's really invisible to most consumers. They're creating detailed profiles about you and your digital life that really last forever.
Kerrigan says many of his customers don't want to drop off the digital grid entirely. They just
want a sense of control in that relationship.
I am not interested in being a ghost.
By that, data dodger Josh Beauregard means he's willing to part with some of his data in exchange for services he wants, like Facebook. He just wants to make sure he's getting a good deal.
What am I other than data in the digital realm? I am just an algorithm. If I want to feed that algorithm, I'd say, is my data worth the service that I'm getting for this?
Beauregard says you can guard your privacy online. There's no need for fright. You can surf all day long and still sleep well at night. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.